Holy brain farts, Batman. Do we got some talking to do? You're listening to episode 207 of the Vigilante 1939 podcast. We are a father-son best friend dynamic where we talk all things DC, Marvel, Star Wars, and more. In this week's episode, we're discussing the Batman Part 2 delay, the effect it has on the DCU Batman, is the DCU becoming more clear or confusing, and a Teen Titans movie is in development. I am one of your co-hosts, Nick Zen. Again, before we get into this show, if you take the time to rate and review us, an Apple Podcast, we will read you a view on air. We are, of course, available anywhere you find your podcast at. Just search Vigilante 1939 and you will find us. Now joining me each and every week, returning this week, are the Crusoes, Nico and Nick Caruso Jr. Al-Ghib!
Al-Ghib! Al-Ghib! Has there not been a podcast? The last one was the one with
Carlos
Sater.
Yes, that was the
shout
one
out to Carlos for doing an impeccable job. And I'm gonna,
I'd like to add this. You guys
rescued me on Arrakis.
Carlos killed it like the cold-blooded killer that the Batman has been in cinema.
Okay. That's funny.
Nice.
Man. Nice. Reignited that.
Well, I'm not talking about better than hearing my boring voice, so I figured it was better to have the other half of the world's finest with me.
It's a good thing they got the character wrong in all those cinema films.
Oh.
That's so funny. Wow. I'm so tired of that one, which I will not even invite it. I will not even invite that today. We're going to talk about something else that's confusing.
Wait, Nico, real quick, guys. Speaking of not inviting things real quick, do you guys know what today happens to actually be on this recording?
What today happens to be?
318. What did we watch on 318?
Oh,
when
wow.
When
it's
we
3 years.
Locked inside our house.
It's
houses.
3 years since Snyder Cut.
Oh, that's my right. God.
That's right.
How do I not have
that's
that?
3 years?
How do I not have
wow,
that?
Wow, it's been three. It's been 3 years wow. since that.
Yep.
Wow. Hey, it's a good time. That's all I'll say. That was a good time. It is a good time. I love that movie. Yep. I love that movie so much. That's
the
awesome.
Blueprint.
3 years. Wow.
The blueprint, the pinnacle, the global phenomenon. Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The blueprint, the global phenomenon. That's funny. You know what's funny, though?
Oh, no.
Like, not to, like...
Is it funny or is it not funny?
No, because I'll actually save it for later. It'll be a great segue into one of the later topics. Sure, but we have a lot to talk about. So,
all right.
How I'm going to set these up for us today, it's purely DC today. It's only DC today, which will be great. There's been a lot. I actually like that we waited a week because I feel like the announcement that came on Friday is kind of adds to what the conversation was going to be as a whole today. It was going to be very Batman-centric and then kind of sprinkling to the DCU as a whole. But with what happened on Friday, I think kind of blows the doors open for discussion even more. And what I want to say to preface is that we've been doing this now for how many years? Four? Or is it five? It's five, right? Start of 2019. Yeah, guys, it's 5 years.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
The year after Aquaman came out. Yeah.
We've been doing this for 5 years, and this isn't like a PSA or to justify anything, but I do think we have really improved as podcasters. And you know, we cover this stuff and we're a little bit more than fans. I'll say we're a little bit more than fans because we have this show and we try to talk about things and analyze things. So we try to go deeper. We try to be a little bit more critical sometimes. And we try to look at some of these things in the eye of the general public. Because at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff is great for us, but we also have to think about the success and the longevity of these things do come if they resonate with other people, like the MCU, and then look at something like the DCEU, right? We, between the three of us on screen, we love a lot of what we got in one. We dislike a good amount of what happens in the other one, but there's a reason why one was more popular than the other. That being said, what we're going to talk about today is there's a lot of news and there's a lot of things we're going to give opinions on things. We're also going to try to talk about it in a fairly nuanced way. I've been trying to use that word a lot lately because I think it's, I feel like nuance has been killed in the last few years. It's a lot of hyperbole. It's a lot of all or nothing.
Quit the hyperbole, Nico.
And I want to talk about some things in a nuanced way. And
it like, goes what are you right going to say? Like, Dune 2 is a good movie? Is that what you're going to say now?
No. Because that objectively is. That's not nuanced. That's fact.
What a nuanced point you just made right there.
So here's the first thing.
Okay.
This is going to be... Yeah. It's going to be an interesting conversation, and I want to give massive credit to DC Unlimited. I want to give massive credit to the Chris Evans, the Anthony Caruso's, the Philly Walsh's. A lot of people, a lot of different shows have actually talked about this point, and they talked about this first. And if I forgot any of your names, I'm sorry. There's a whole list of people that I want to thank. The Batman 2 gets delayed an entire year. Now, here's where I will open the conversation to you both. I want to do this in a really specific way. I promise you it's going to play beautifully for content. The report is, so it got moved an entire year from October 3rd, 2025 to October 2nd, 2026. 4.5 years since the first film would have come out, March 2022. Per Jeff Snyder, who's a very reliable insider, there's a lack of available stages for filming. And apparently the script isn't ready. So here's where I think we have evolved as podcasters. Not treating every announcement as fact. Because how many times has it come, not just in Warner Brothers and DC, but news that isn't true, right? There's a lot of journalism. Go past entertainment. That's not true. On the other hand, we go, is it also being a little critical of the decision and getting to be a little bit skeptical of it, right? Not just having to be like, oh, well, yes, all that's true and we have to be okay with this. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. So long story short, I'm going to throw it to my dad first. Do you actually think it's because there's not stages available?
No. No, that's ridiculous.
Hence why.
That's like the old excuse before about the VFX things that they weren't ready, which I'm not telling you none of that.
Or scheduling conflicts.
True.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff had
to do
with reshooting movies and adding scenes and doing that's why the problem is. No, I don't buy the stage thing at all, but the first thing you said is true, is the script's not ready. Matt Reeves is notoriously slow.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of pressure on him with the second movie because no matter what anyone says, and we could all sit here and say, well, you can't possibly expect the Batman 2 to be the Dark Knight. Why not? Mm. There's pressure on him for that because you got to get this one right. He got the first one right.
Got the first one very right.
Very right.
In my opinion.
It's so
which I think a lot of people are forgetting. Well,
there's
really
no hall
quickly.
Pass. There's no hall pass anymore. You know, the excellence, the standard has been set. So I'm okay with it because I don't want to rush him. But on the second point here, 4.5 years is like ridiculously long to wait for a sequel. So somewhere somebody effed up in the last year or so where, you know, again, you're going to tell me that they don't have the, I know there were strikes and all that, but I can't believe that really played into the script. I mean, he's not working. He's not developing a script. He's not laying down the foundation. So you're ready to go. I mean, geez, James Gunn has got the Superman thing up and running.
Yeah.
While all that was happening, they're filming now.
They had a Supergirl script written. All of Peacemaker season two was written. You know,
But again, you know, it's okay. I understand what's going on. They're not ready. There is an enormous amount of pressure. And I just wonder, man, I wish I knew what was going on with the you know, the DCU Batman and all that crap. It's just something doesn't sound right. And usually when we always say it all the time, like with some of these Marvel movies, the reshoots and what's going on with Captain America 4 and all this, it's just something doesn't sound right. And it's bizarre. So we're going to get a Penguin show. What, next year? When does that come out?
This year, as of now, still.
And then you're going to wait 2 years till the Batman. I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And don't tell me they're going to rush another Arkham series or something, because that's again, mm-mm, you can't get the Batman. By the time this movie comes out, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just, again, sure, I'm disappointed. And sure, I want them to give me the best Batman movie. And if the extra year does it, that's great. But I can't for the life of me. What the hell you been doing since this movie came out? You know, I mean, come on. They knew when the first one came out, there was going to be a sequel. I mean, if it was me, you know, you're trying to write the next hit song, you got a hit song, you're trying the next one, it was writer's block. What really does it come down to here? Mm-hmm. A lot of pressure on this DC. A lot of pressure on comic book movies in general. There's one coming up that might overperform or do extremely well, but I got to be honest with you guys. Yeah. The landscape is still very, very murky. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it all the time. You can't just do the Batman 2 as the Batman 1. You've got to evolve it. And I don't want to talk about those rumors, because, God, I hope none of those rumors are true, because they sound like ass. Now, comic book movies in general are not original. I mean, they're all based on the same premise, the idea, but there was nothing original about any of that Clayface, the Joker being Hannibal Lecter. That stuff bores the crap out of me. I'm looking for much more than that. I'm going to leave it at that. It's weird. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not good. It's not bad. It may be good 2 years from now when we see it and we go, oh, that's great. Well, I got news, man. We got a lot of stuff to do in the next 2 years.
I know.
And I, for one, am not going to sit here and pontificate on every single damn. I know it's what we do, but it just gets boring after a while. It's too far. It's too far into the future.
Yeah.
Can't see it. Won't do it. Can't win with that player.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just making sure that you're finished. Because I'm trying.
Hey, the Batman.
All great points, though. But it was like the end of Return of the King there. I thought he was done like three times. It was like Return of the King. I'm like, is he?
You want me to throw something out of you here?
Moderator, and throw it to Zeddy. What?
Don't be shocked if the Batman 2 isn't finished.
Well, I
go ahead,
wouldn't
Zeddy.
Be shocked if it wasn't
with Return of the King Part 2.
I was gonna say, all great points, though, and I think there's a lot of merit in what you're saying,
yeah.
Zeddy.
Yeah, well, no, and I think to be fair, I think weird is probably the right term to use. I mean, are you surprised? I think would also be the other one. I mean, to drop this on a Friday out of all things kind of just came out of the blue. And I mean, like, to be fair, I mean, I say, am I surprised? That I would say no, because everything on the Batman Part 2 front's been crickets almost, outside of these rumors that James Gunn decided to take the time out of his day to debunk himself about whether Hush, Clayface, and Robin were even going to be in the movie himself, and he was just like, debunk. And granted, he has nothing to do with that movie whatsoever. So no, that was a little bit weird in of itself too. And I mean, like, it is a bummer, just because obviously, like, you want a sequel to a movie that was successful. I would have thought Warner Brothers would have wanted that fast-tracked in and of itself. That was one of the few things that David Zaslav said when he came on Warner Brothers Discovery, was he singled out how great the Batman and movies like the Batman and Elvis were for them. Movies like Todd Phillips' Joker, how great those movies were for the company. So, like, why taking so long for a sequel kind of feels a little bit off to me. And look, maybe Matt Reeves is a perfectionist. Obviously, we know that. Maybe he does just take a really long time to write and to develop. I mean, the part of the report about not being enough stages for filming, I don't buy at all. I mean, we all know about Hollywood. We know multiple things film at a time. That's nothing new. Maybe they don't have the money to film multiple projects at a time. Maybe that's the other part of it. But the script not being ready, I think, is what it really boils down to. And I think what I've been trying to process in my head, too, is to kind of add a little more clarity to this is, while I may still want the Batman Part 2, I think when we're looking at the Batman as a whole, back when it came out, Warner Brothers needed the Batman because the DCU was in a constant state of influx. The movies weren't performing. Mm-hmm. They were the box office was getting lower and lower. Yes, they were critically becoming a little bit well, but you know, they weren't getting that box office like they used to. So when his movie came out, they needed it. They needed it to be that smash hit like Joker was. Now, want and need are two totally different things. Because now James Gunn has his DCU. We know that there's characters coming. We know Superman's coming. We know that there was a Batman Brave and the Bold movie announced. So now, do we need this to come out? You know, it's a weird thing. Like 2026. I mean, my God, we would have had a few projects within the DCU by the time this comes out. So again, it's this idea of cohesion and wanting to fix the brand, making it more in a state of where people aren't so confused right away. You know, I mean, granted, you're going to get your anomaly like a Joker that's out of the blue, but everybody knows that that's not connected. That's clearly its own thing. The first one made $1 billion. So on paper, it makes sense to throw a sequel in there. But that's still coming out this year. That's not something that's going to be slap dab in the middle of Superman and things like Supergirl and anything like that. So this is in a weird spot. I mean, like to wait 4 years for a sequel.
Four and a half years. That's a long time, man.
To me, it's a weird flex. And now, granted, just to add to this, and I'm passing on to Nego, because look, maybe Matt Reeves. I know there's a rumor on the internet. I don't want to give that account credit, but maybe there is. You know, look, where there's smoke, there's fire. Maybe this idea that, you know, the Penguin wasn't exactly being developed, we'll say, in a state of quality. So Matt Reeves had to come in and maybe fix it, and that maybe took time away from him to write the Batman Part 2. I don't know. But kind of sounds like maybe that might have been the case. But it's still a long, long time to take to develop this movie. So I don't know. Nico, where's your head at?
I'm like in the middle on it, because there's a lot of important things of what you both are saying. On one hand, I go, I want Matt Reeves to take his time. The first one was so good. But then I go, wow, this feels like it's taking longer than the first one did. And then I go, how, if the stages thing is true, because those can't exist together. If the script's not ready, they wouldn't have to worry about stages being ready, in my opinion, right?
Yeah.
So what is it? And weren't there rumors that it was going to film as early as November, but the strikes happened, so it didn't?
Yeah.
So like now, I don't know. I also go like, if they're still money driven, right? Every studio is. So like a movie that made as much as the Batman, if I'm an executive, I give that priority staging, priority scheduling, to get that out, to start making money for my studio that is very much in debt right now, right? So to be willing to push it back, I don't want to play the guys on DC Unlimited had some thoughts. Like I don't want to venture into the whole, like, it's not going to happen and that James Gunn is making that not happen. But man, it is weird that like that happens. And then we know they're going to be able to film two or three DCU projects this year, including Peacemaker and Supergirl, in addition to Superman. And then they announce another thing is in development Friday that, you know, wasn't really in their plans already that they talked about. So I'm like, wow,
we'll get to that. I know that's just to write a script.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just feels strange. The other really interesting thing I'm seeing, I'm not going
to
label it, feel like all of a sudden, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it is. It's just an observation I'm making. I have noticed a lot of flipping on the Batman. And I
y'all
just
are flipping
say,
like burgers, man.
Explain what you
I
mean.
I just want to say.
Explain what you mean, though. Real
I
quick.
Will. I just want to say. I know when the Flash finally went wide and got torched and bombed, we started analyzing why, and we got a little critical of the movie. that's a lot different than what I'm seeing. Now I'm seeing like, oh, actually that movie wasn't that good.
Yeah, right.
I don't even now, like there's friends of ours who have had this take and they're I'm saying I've seen like when you clicked on like quote tweets of the announcement, I'm seeing like flippage on everything in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because on one hand I go, that's insane. And then on the other hand, I go, we kind of called it with when we had Mr. DeGenova on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the appetite for a sequel? And now what is the appetite for that sequel 4.5 years later? Doesn't really seem all that positive. Rabbit. I know, like, Twitter is just a microcosm. Okay. You say it, but
right.
I the mean, one place where you think that the support is, I'm not seeing. So I'm wondering, is it just because of time thing? Is it because the gun stuff is happening? So it's like recency bias. Like, you know what? Since this is happening and moving forward, let's just have this. I'm still in the camp of, I did say, I still, my dream is a DC Connected Universe and another Justice League film. So if I had to let the Batman Part 2 go, I would, because I do feel like that movie actually really works as a standalone film. But if in truly a perfect world, I don't want to have to pick. I do want both. I want to see what Matt Reeves is going to do next, and I want to see what Gunn's going to do with him connectively. So that's just wild to me that now it feels like, should the Elseworld thing stop? Like after Joker, because I have another thing to say that nobody's talking about, but
you want to say it or you want
to wait? Well, here, let me just throw it all on the table for you both and you guys just both comment on it. So James Gunn, when he first made this announcement, I know things can change. He says that DC brand has been fractured and he wants everything streamlined across TV, animation, film, gaming, and anything else will be clearly labeled Elseworlds. Well, we have Todd Phillips' Joker coming out. The Batman Part 2 got delayed and they canceled Superman and Lois. And the quote from that was due to brand confusion.
What?
So I think Joker might be the last. Is Joker the only Elseworlds movie they're going to let happen? Because they couldn't stop that. You could maybe stop the Batman, but the $1 billion Joker, you couldn't touch. They wouldn't let you touch that. So, whoa, are we really not cool all of a sudden with multiple things, Dad?
Well, listen, I don't want to sound hypocritical myself. I certainly have been hypocritical many times in my past. The
so
problem here,
every human being, you're good.
The problem
sounds
here
a bit
is
hypocritical,
that,
don't you think?
Yes. Sounds a bit hypocritical.
That's from BVS, right? That's from BVS, right? Sounds a bit hypocritical.
The problem here is that the longer it takes for the Batman 2 to come out, I would assume the longer it takes for the DCU Batman to come out.
You would think that.
Well, I don't, if it's 2 years, I don't believe the DCU Batman's going to be available within those 2 years. I don't think so. So once again, I'm looking at Joe and Mary Public. Okay. I'm not even looking at myself because we've all admittedly said we
very
could have
good
it all.
People, Joe and Mary Public.
We could have it all, right? We want it all, right? We want everything us. We want to see every single thing possible. The problem is that By the time it gets to the Batman 2, and then you roll out a DCU Batman shortly thereafter, I think it is a recipe for disaster. And we could talk, Nick, I want you to expound on it too. You're dealing with a character that you do not want to revisit what happened with Batman and Robin. Not that they're going to make a camp movie, just that people check out on the character altogether. And you lose your moneymaker. And there's some, it's so weird. I have to use that word again. This whole thing is so weird. The idea of two Batmen, but now pushed way out into the future. 2.5 years from now, longer than that maybe. It just, It just, listen, from everything else, it probably makes sense. And maybe the public needs that break, but it is bizarre. It's bizarre, Z, right?
I think it's bizarre in the context of how we just laid it out. Because, you know, you think about, I do think that whether we want to admit it, whether we're fans or not, there is a thing in today. It's just zeitgeist, pop culture, whatever you want to say, that there is a recency bias that is out there. You know, when you're watching a movie that's coming out now, you're into that movie because it's in front of you and you want to talk about that thing. When you know something is 2-3 months away, even 6 months away, that's a lot different than being something that's 4 years away. You know, I think what my fear is, that I've kind of speculated it on it myself, is I think by the time Superman comes out in 2025, I'm just speculating here, I think that movie is going to be so fun. I think the movie is going to be great. I think it's going to get Superman back on the right track, that I have a feeling people are going to want to see that Batman. I think they're going to want to see Superman meet Batman now, and so on, so on. So this idea that, you know, you're going to wait for now Reeves' sequel, that continuation, it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's like, great. Weird. You know, the Penguin's coming out this year. And like, that's a great point. It's like, so whatever the Penguin sets up, you're not going to see the continuation of that till another
2 years.
2 years. Meanwhile, Superman's going to come out next year. And then what we're going to talk about later is already setting up possible, you know, futures for that. So it's, I don't know.
Here's the irony in that, though. Yeah. Here's the irony in that. In theory, what you're saying is true, right? If Superman is huge, people go, well, I want to see him and Batman in this world. I don't deny that. Yet there's this really interesting thing to think about. Technically, by all metrics, if you really look, the Batman that's included with these other heroes does not do well.
That's a fair point.
I know there's a lot. I know people will say BVS made a lot of money. It did, but the drop off was crazy. Once people saw what that movie was, they didn't like it. Now, Gunn's making a different type of movie. That's fine. But I look at The Flash. You could say The Flash had a lot of factors, but man, Keaton's Batman was all over the place. So that the Batman makes what, 700 or whatever. You look at a movie like Batman and Robin that tried to be more fun, didn't work. People didn't like it. Is the general public actually so used to Batman just being by himself at dark? Just being by himself in dark. Will that be this big division? Because also, I think you'll have a lot of people who won't. It still feels weird that we potentially would see, let's say there's a weird scenario where the Batman Part 2 doesn't happen and the DCU one does. It's so fascinating to me. Now, I know the Batman didn't make like $1 billion, but it made a lot of money. It is fascinating to me that shareholders, I'm saying shareholders. Would hear James Gunn say, yeah, we're not going to do a sequel to that one, and I'm going to do this other one that's different, and like, we're going to do that one instead. For them to be like, so you want us to gamble with a new one and not also still protect the one that was really good and made us a lot of money. That's why I still, at the end of the day, think the Batman Part 2 will happen. It's just really fascinating to me that there is actually a scenario to think about where they do that. Because if you think about it, Superman and Lois was no threat to Superman. That show was no threat. No. And to have people quotes from it, once again, whether it's true or not, there's quotes out there. So you have to take it with some sort of conviction, I guess. Brand confusion, brand protection, brand recognition. Well,
It's a hypocritical thing.
You're going to cancel a television show. Yeah,
it works for this, but it's not hypocritical
So you're going to have a lot of other people then start looking at the DCU, though, and go, well, why not this? Mm-hmm. Why not that project? Why not this? Why didn't they do Batman Beyond? That would be great. It would have been, I think that would have been decent. Why don't they do that? They're going to do the Jurassic thing. Why don't they see what Spider-Verse is doing and do an animated futuristic Batman? That could be new. If you're justifying making another film based on a cartoon that was really popular, why not another cartoon?
Let me say something right now. DC is incapable of making an animated feature that could even scratch the itch on the ass of Across the Spider-Verse.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, no. I know.
Well, they're incapable of doing it. Sure. Because Batman doesn't play like that. We've talked about the heroes. Batman's my favorite hero, but he doesn't play across all age groups and touch you like Spider-Man does, dude. It's just different.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. It will never happen that way. I'm going on record right now telling you, there is no way that DC could make an animated thing that does what, like 500 million or
six.
It's just not
whatever Spider-Verse did.
The two movies collectively. It's just they don't even have anybody in the as great as the characters are. Superman is too boring and animated. I mean that in an animated sense. It's not going to fly. Their big trinity. They're as big and wonderful. I love them. They're my favorite. It doesn't play across that way. It's not going to be like that. Okay, so. Listen, everybody says they're all saying stuff that fits different narratives at the time. I just like you see it's funny how, you know, maybe some people are like, not everybody loved that Batman movie. Mm-hmm. It did a lot of money.
No, I know.
I liked it. But in general, the general audience deemed it successful. I understand. But it still doesn't have the lore of the Chris Nolan trilogy or what it doesn't, and it recency bias, whatever you want to talk, maybe 10 years from now it will. So we know a lot of people, Nick, that saw the Chris Nolan movies and loved them and didn't like that movie, couldn't even get through it, didn't even finish it. You know, I mean, people like my sister that adored The Dark Knight say it's okay, I can't get through it. I mean, just one of 30, 40 people that I've talked to on that. So it's just it's a weird, like I said, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I'm hypocritical because I wanted them just to do Superman and stay away from Batman for a while in the DCU. I said that on this podcast. That's still what I like to see. In my world, I want them to develop Superman, heroes around him, Supergirl. Stay away, I said, from Batman for 4 or 5 years. But in that thought I had, the Batman 2 comes out. And it's its own.
Yeah, thing. Just
so they got a little bit the best of Elseworlds in their world, right?
You get a little time. Right. Yeah,
my thing. My whole thing is that I'm not a guy that's dying. I want a connected Batman to be with Superman, but I'm willing to say, let's wait 4 or 5 years for that. You know, let's develop Superman really good and Supergirl, and we'll talk about that other thing. I myself, think there's other things they could do. And other heroes that need to be developed concurrently with Superman, some big ones, but we haven't heard about those yet. We haven't heard about those.
So let me segue. Yeah,
sure.
There's a point about some comments made by Gunn and Jennifer Holland, but we'll get to those actually later.
I don't even know
that. I'm going to pose an interesting question to you both. And it's just a hypothetical question. So if you're listening and you go, that's your belief, I'm just asking a question. I'm just making conversation. We're getting the Teen Titans. Asterisk in development. This is the first thing that the script isn't done yet. It's not even written yet. This is the first time there's been an announcement from a trade. Has Gunn confirmed it yet?
Don't think it. No, hasn't confirmed it yet.
But he hasn't denied it either.
But he hasn't denied it either. So, yeah.
That's true. So here's the thing. We're going to dissect the Teen Titans thing a little bit later because I, for one, pretty damn excited. But in my excitement, I had some hardcore reflection. I rewound myself to when James Gunn, about a year and change ago, when he made his big announcement of part of the first chapter, Gods and Monsters. And we all praised it, and we all love it. I still do, because I said, wow, as a DC fan, this is cool. I get so many different flavors. I know every character. I don't have to worry about if people know these. I get Swamp Thing. I get Brave and Bold. I get Lanterns. I get Superman. I get Booster Gold. Let's go, right? Well, then a year happened. And while I'm still excited for all that, I looked at what the hell happened to the DC brand in that year. You had movies that we thought were probably going to not be that great and bombed. We then thought the biggest, safest one was going to be the best, and it actually turned out to almost be the worst, the biggest laughing stock in The Flash. Aquaman I thought was awful, but it still ended up making a pretty decent amount of money. So then I was very critical and going, well, thank God James Gunn is starting with Superman, because we should start with Superman. And he keeps talking about brand recognition and brand fortitude. So yeah, let's start with Superman. And okay, cool. Let's have Supergirl right after. And then like those will kind of usher in the DCU. And then we'll see what gets announced next. Well, what gets announced next is Teen Titans. Legacy characters. A team of mostly legacy characters or newer, younger characters. And I go, well, James, I just have a question. Depending on when Teen Titans gets finalized and put in development and who you put in that movie, how is that different than what the past regimes were doing when we were greenlighting the Shazams and the Blue Beetles before we were fixing the freaking main heroes? Wonder you're Twins. Telling me we were going to have a Batman and Son movie, but now you're introducing a movie where, wait till I say this, now you're going to greenlight a movie, which is very cool, but for the general public, a movie where the leader of said team could be one of, not one, not two, but three different fucking Robins who are supposed to come after Batman. Now, let me calm you down. Because if you're listening and you're getting a little nervous, I'm going to calm you down, okay? It could very well be a Dick Grayson Robin. Could very well be a Dick Grayson Nightwing. That would make us all happy. However, now I'm going to work you up again. How do we see that? How do we see a Dick Grayson Robin or a Dick Grayson Nightwing before we see a Batman, and then I'll raise you one even further, a Batman interact with a child? And if the leader is Damian, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, 12 apostles, the whole entire Holy Bible, God bless America for a better tomorrow. How do we do Damian as the leader of that team without seeing him meet his father yet? Those are just hypothetical questions I have, because the Teen Titans announcement was amazing. But when you think about what the team could be, holy hell, it's so vague. I know where my brain goes. I think I know what the team is going to be. But yes, now we sound negative, but go ahead. It's just a question.
It sounds like an indie movie to me. It doesn't. Okay, whatever. I mean, yeah, I don't mean to be negative, but how do you, in the world do you, I mean, if it's coming 6 years now, what? How far out are we now? So, when is this contract? The guy's contract's going to run out before half of this stuff even gets made. I mean,
that's the only caveat I'm saying. It's just all we could assume is that it's the third movie. That's all we could assume, right? It might, it probably even won't be, but I'm just saying we see these announcements I truly wonder what he's doing with this world unless he's so confident in the project. Now, the Teen Titans, before I throw it to Zeddy, they are pretty recognizable. I mean, the first cartoon that we all fell in love with, a lot of people know those five characters. And Teen Titans Go is really popular. It is. Yeah. So those five characters, as you notice, I keep saying that, those five characters. to where I could see the Teen Titans being made and people go, oh, I know the Teen Titans. Because nobody really knew that Titan show. Forget about that. But they still even had enough of a rationale to make that show, right? So there's value in these characters. So I say, make it. I think it could be great. I'm dying for it. But then I look at the context of the universe and I go, well, unless you have like Batman in this movie as the like Young Justice it, where he quote unquote kind of puts it together, which could be really awesome if they do that. I'm just saying,
why would he put it then feels weird like that though?
No, man, come on, man, calm down. No. We can't be talking. That's a whole new game. So all that being said, I'm not shitting on this. I'm saying I'm thinking about it. And I don't feel in a different place than I was now prior to Gunn. No. I don't feel in a different place. I don't feel in a different place with the brand anymore. I go.
How about this? When you're done, I'm going to throw it to Zeddy. Because all I got to say is right now, the Teen Titans movie, it's about 275 worldwide gross. Go ahead, Zeddy.
Oh, wow.
And 275 million growth right now. Worldwide
I don't necessarily disagree with you either.
It's just like Blue Beetle. It's just like Shazam or whatever that crap.
No, I think they're bigger than those characters, though. Yeah,
it's still not going to do anything.
But the roster will depend. That's what I'm going to get to later. Yeah. I think I don't foresee it being even Dune Part 2 numbers right now.
Dune Part 2 numbers? What? Are you crazy?
Yeah, 500 mil. Calm down.
It won't even do half that, a Teen Titans movie right now.
I don't think Teen Titans.
I don't care who you put in there. Nobody knows those characters.
Okay. I disagree with you. This generation, I disagree with you. Right, a lot of people know my age. A lot of people, Zeddy and I's age, we have that cartoon. We know the Teen Titans. But we know Robin, we know Starfire, we know Beast Boy, we know Raven, and we know Cyborg.
Then us three. Oh, you're talking Ray Fisher's coming back?
No. Now us three on here and our DC friends know. Well, it was Grayson, it was Wally, it was Roy, it was Donna, it was Garth.
Yeah.
Then you know, for the smaller audience who watch Young Justice, the team was like every single team thrown in one. If you read comics now, you know, you have all these different variations. I don't know. All I'm saying is like, I think it does a little bit more than what you're saying, but I digress. Zeddy, go back to my question of, and it's not shitting on it. It's, I really felt like they were trying to build a world through really strong characters. And once again, it now feels like they're building it like, yeah, he's doing Superman, but like, is Superman the what is it? The bare minimum, like the get out of jail free card. Like, oh, as long as I have Superman established, now I could put anything around him and the brand comes with it. Whereas in my mind, I go, well, you need Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman at the very freaking least to build around. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Snyder was going to do that. He had the idea with the Trinity in mind first, right? So unless this Teen Titans movie is like here's the other thing. In development, they might not even use the script. They might not even like the script. This thing might not even happen. Because if you go back to his comments, he said they'll only make what has good scripts. On one hand, that's great because it means quality over quantity. But then on the other hand, I go, well, are we going to get back to this thing of things being developed and the news gets leaked and then these projects all don't happen? You know, like this Teen Titans film better happen now, you know? So go back to that. Does this actually feel like we're now in the same sort of place that we were prior to Gunn?
I mean, there's obviously a lot of moving parts just to the announcement in general, because now we're getting back to this idea that the placement of not only of the announcement, but of the movie itself is a bit confusing, because kind of like you just said too, like we don't know where this is going to take place or when. Like, we don't know if this takes place after Raven the Bold. Is it after Swamp Thing? Is it, you know, after movies that are a few years, you know, in the can, right? Like, we have no idea. I'm just assuming that if it's announced now, it's got to be within the next give or take 5 or 6 years. I'm just assuming. Otherwise, why do you make an announcement for a movie that's longer away? That makes no sense logistically, business perspective. It just doesn't. Fascinating part. It's the same writer who's written the script for Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. I think it's Anna Nogueira. I apologize if I mispronounced
something
name.
Like that. But yeah,
so
same screenwriter.
Key thing is they must have really loved that Woman of Tomorrow script that they felt confident to just name her a screenwriter.
Correct. Correct.
So that's something to keep in mind. But I think on paper, while I love the idea, just because I am going to side with Nico here, I do think the characters have enough recognition just from that animated series, and Teen Titans Go was wildly successful. There's enough to work with. Now, that being said, it totally, and this isn't up for debate, it totally depends on the roster that you put in front of them. Now, maybe their benchmark is different. Maybe this isn't expected to make $800 million, $700 million, $500 million. Granted, we're in a state of the genre where, you know, we kind of just expect those numbers because that's what it takes, you know, to really, really hit your mark now.
It does need to hit, like,
I would say so.
My opinion,
yeah.
Film they make should be close to that.
Yeah, well, yeah, budget. Yeah. Of course, if Ant-Man can make $500 million, there's no reason.
That's what I'm saying.
Why Teen Titans could, when you can easily throw Justice League characters in it, to sell it. That's
the other thing.
This one wondering. Kind of feels overly ambitious, though. And not overly, feels kind of ambitious. Now, what I mean by that is two different things. I think there needs to be a clear distinction. Is this Young Justice or is this Teen Titans? Because if this is Young Justice, that's something entirely, totally different to me than Teen Titans. If this is Teen Titans, you got to rock with the core five and you can throw your Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, whatever, to sell it to the general audience. You can totally do that. There's an interesting question that I think is fascinating. We'll get to that a little bit later about a certain character that could be thrown in on that roster. I think it's kind of interesting that, yes, we do have Damian. We do have a Supergirl. We do have a Blue Beetle.
That's my fear. I was going to get to that. That's my fear.
Right off the bat. I'm not trying to say anything.
That's my really big fear.
Does it not kind of sound like that's what
I could almost guarantee you? And Paul Herman said it first. I did say it in the DMs for us, but I want to give credit to P-Thug, Paul Herman.
Yeah.
I think you could almost take it to the bank that Blue Beetle's
throwing it out there. Yeah. Otherwise, why do you keep that character?
I think you take it to the bank he's on that team because you ain't making another solo film with him. Once again, if I'm shareholders, I'm going, you cannot make another film with that guy.
Yeah.
Just by himself. Or he's in the Booster Gold series, if that happens. Mm-hmm. The rumor is he's already cast, by the way, but I don't know if that's true. So let's play this game.
Yeah.
Best case, worst case, because I'm going to go on record on saying this. I'm a big fan of the Teen Titans, and I'm a big fan of Titans characters because a lot of the legacy characters in DC are some of my favorite characters. Roster depending, this could be on paper. It could easily shoot up and be my most anticipated of all of this. Easily, depending on roster. Then you could very well make it something I'm really not looking to see, depending on the roster. Mm-hmm. Here's a fascinating thing we did. I'm going to read you the rosters that we collected, empirical data. We have some empirical data from DC fans.
We got some data.
So is Twitter representative of the general public? No.
Yes.
But let's think about the DC brand and DC fans. When I read these to you, have either of you read all of them?
Well, I have.
Is a common theme in almost all of these that I think is so fascinating. Yeah. So we put on Twitter, okay, what would your roster be? Because it's fun, right? Could be some DC characters that we've been waiting to see forever on the big screen show. I'm just going to quickly go through. I'll say names. Okay. The best one, first of all, from Emmett Davis. My father is the leader. Me is the muscle, which I don't have, but thank you so much. Zeddy is the brains. My girlfriend, Mag, is the Swiss Army knife. And Sully is Sully, our family dog. Shout out to Sully. From Football Man 58, we got Dick Grayson is the leader. Starfire, Kid Flash, Donna Troy, Raven, Jaime Reyes, Blue Beetle, Roy Harper, Speedy, and Beast Boy. That one sounds good to me. Craig Harlow, shout out to Craig. Coys, Tottenham Hotspur, my guy. Tough loss on Saturday, though. Really bad one. Dick Grayson, Nightwing, Donna Troy, Wonder Girl, Roy Harper, Speedy, Wally West, Kid Flash, Calder, Aqualad, Karen Beecher, Bumblebee.
Hmm.
Steven Bob, big Superman fan. He'd prefer, he read a version of the comics where it's Tim as Robin, it's Connor as Superboy. He would prefer that with Nightwing, Cyborg, Starfire, but he would love the classic lineup with Dick as Nightwing. So that's Grayson, Kid Flash, Donna, etc. with Blue Beetle. Nightwing, JJ Hodges, Nightwing, Donna Troy, Wally, Starfire, Beast Boy, Raven, Cyborg. So a nice blending of the first two of the classic and then the new Teen Titans. Super Secret Josh. He wouldn't be surprised if Kara is in the lineup. That's what he had. Mr. BJ Shea. Those Boston Celtics are on a tear right now, my friend.
Yikes.
Dick Grayson, Robin, Donna Troy, Speedy, Wally, Garth, King of Naboo, Robin / Nightwing, Dick Grayson, Tim Drake, Starfire, Wonder Girl, Kid Flash, specified Wally West, Cyborg, Raven, Beast Boy, Tom Pinunci. I always say your name wrong, man. It's Tom P, Tommy P, my guy. Nightwing, Kid Flash, Wonder Girl, Cyborg, Raven, Starfire, Changeling, which is the actual name for Beast Boy. I respect you. That's in that shout out
nice.
To you. That was
that's a nice one.
That humbled yeah. all of us listening to this show. Good for you, man.
Nice.
As Pete Vera says, this guy does gold, the work, dude.
Gold star. Oh, gold star.
And then two more at Kevin Talks. A blend of classic and modern. Nightwing, Damian. That's first Damian mentioned, by the way. Starfire, Donna Troy, Blue Beetle, Cyborg, Bumblebee. At Elseworlds DC fan, Nightwing, Kid Flash, Cyborg, Beast Boy, Starfire, Raven, Speedy. So right away, what did you hear in every single one?
People want their Dick Grayson.
Some form of Dick Grayson. Mostly Nightwing. What yeah. did you also hear in every single one? Donna?
Yep.
And Wally West.
Yeah.
If those three are in the mix, I will donate $1,000 to a charity of James Gunn's choosing. Whatever charity he supports the most, I will do that. You give me those three in live action, I love you forever. Whether they're Robin, Wonder Girl, Kid Flash, or Nightwing, preferably Flash, or still Kid Flash, I'm fine with him. And Donna would be Wonder Girl still, or you know.
There's huge. Paradise Lost show, so I'll never know.
Now, how likely, I'm going to ask you both, your gut, the other thing that most of those had was a blend of like either like Starfire and or Raven or the both of them, a lot of Cyborg, a lot of Beast Boy, right? So a blend, you take those five that we're used to, and then you're throwing in, you might take Starfire out for Donna. You might take Cyborg out for Wally. Do you think it's a lineup closer to that or farther from that? Like 50% of that team is there. Or do you think it's crazy, like a Blue Beetle, a Kara, a Damian, knowing him, knowing Gunn?
Mr. C, what do you think?
I don't see how it happens without establishing the core characters, the Green Lanterns, I don't think it's happening. That, though. I don't think.
Oh, you don't think the movie's happening?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh,
wow. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, because
I don't
want
know how that movie gets made without establishing a Green Lantern.
Okay.
A Flash, a Wonder Woman before that. I think it's just one of those things where you guys are putting the cart before the horse. I mean, it's cool speculation. It's great. I understand what you guys are doing, but it doesn't matter to me because I can't see that.
How is it putting a cart before the horse when what we know is filming a Superman? We know a script for Woman of Tomorrow is done and they're going to film. We know Peacemaker is done and it's going to film. And the only other thing that has been actively said is in development.
We're talking about cinema. We're not talking about streaming, right? Is this okay. streaming? Now, if Titans then, is streaming, then, is that a different story? Now you got no. Now you got me interested a little bit.
No, because now you're not listening to me. By pattern of how they do things, how Gunn is doing things, this will happen sooner than you think. Hypothetical game.
I don't think it's going to.
Why haven't we seen the Brave and Bold script in development? James Gunn said they're not even anywhere near beginning that. So why are they letting this woman do this Teen Titans script? He's all about scripts. We have to think hypothetically this might happen before.
Well, then
so I'm asking you. What he's doing is
he's setting up a universe.
Humor me. He's setting tell up me what you universe. Think the roster is going to be.
He's setting up a universe for small budget films is what he's doing.
Sure. That's now, hypothetically. Doing. Just tell me if you think the roster is going to be closer to what I said or farther away from it.
I think it's further away. I don't think it's, yeah, I think it's, I think it's bizarre. I think it'll be a roster. I do agree with the only thing that I agree about is that Blue Beetle will be in it. I agree about that. I think he's the only guy you could put any money down right now and say for sure Blue Beetle is going to be in it. I just don't think it's happening that soon. I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you really want to take a gamble on what are the kind of logos that you can throw out there that you know people are going to recognize and can sell. You can throw out a Robin logo because people will know that that's a Batman associated character. You can throw out a Flash logo so you can do a Kid Flash because people will know that. You can do a Donna Troy if you wanted to because people would have recognized the Wonder Woman logo. Supergirl is not canonized as Superman, so that sells. And Blue Beetle's fairly recent. He's in the Injustice games. People love the character, so that's a character that people know. I think that that's the kind of route that I have a feeling he's going to go. I mean, there was like this Super Sons animated movie that I quite enjoyed. It actually had Damian and John Kent kind of in the full tune. It had Batman and Superman in there. The Justice League was taken over by Starro. It's great. If you haven't seen it, go see it. But the tagline that I got from that.
Oh, shit. That movie came out?
Yeah, it's great.
Honestly, I remember great. When they announced that. I didn't know that
Battle
came out.
Battle of the Super Sons? Yeah,
no, I'm not even being a jerk.
Yeah.
That came out?
Yeah. Dude, it's great.
Dad, did you know that?
Starro's in it. Yeah, it's great.
I feel about animation. Animation is bad.
But that one's actually not like the crap that like we've seen. It's actually good. Like, I actually thought it was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think there's a lot of like money to like, I think Damian with Kara as like a substitute with John Kent, I think can really work. So I think that's why this kind of like makes sense.
Didn't work in the Flash. It's not going to work, guys. I'm just telling you.
I'm talking about, like,
I love
like
what you're doing. I love this. I mean, I get it, but I'm more of the opinion that it's too much like the old regime. It sounds to me like a movie that nobody goes to see right now. I mean, 10 years from now, when you establish the core, yeah, I get it. But I mean, to rush a project like this now after Superman Legacy, after supposedly Supergirl Women of Tomorrow, it sounds like it's just, you know, hypothetical shit right now. That's all I could tell you. I don't buy it. I'm just being honest with you. I don't buy it. It's fun. It's cool and everything like that.
I'm not saying you're wrong either.
Peacemaker.
I didn't want it to come off.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to come off like I was trying to devalue what you were saying. I'm just saying the only difference here is the only things we've gotten like real trade info about are like they end up happening so far, you know? Because I'm with you. On one hand, he's, it feels like he has this mindset of like, I don't know if he has this mindset of that age old mindset of like great movies will bring greatness for the brand. Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Or I can't use these characters. I actually have my hand, one hand tied behind my back. So let me go, Teen Titans is how I could get some of these characters in my world. This is what I can do that feels huge, right? Because I think they looked back at him. I do think they looked back at him. And while for DC fans, this was cool, for the general public, I think shareholders or Zaslav went, what the hell is this Swamp Thing? What is this Paradise Lost? And what is this authority? Like, what is, like, what are these things? Booster Gold, what are these? What are these? We're seeing Disney now. Their streaming thing ended up killing them. You got to put out things that are big now, that feel big. That's my only guess, that was the one thing he felt like he could pull out. Or he wants Kara to lead the Titans, and that's what he's going to do. Which I personally don't. I love Millie Alcock.
Is he trying to...
Don't love the idea of her being on the Titans.
Is he trying to beat the Young Avengers? Is that what he's trying to do? I mean, I don't know. I don't think the Young Avengers.
Yeah, but
I don't think the Young Avengers is working either. I don't. There is no. There is.
I was
no
gonna work. Say. Hold on. I was gonna say like the Young Avengers is gonna beat itself. So there, like the Young Avengers is already set up to fail.
Yeah. Listen to me right now. Is no young core group. There's no young core group of superheroes that teenagers are going to go watch and see right now because it's not cool. It's not cool. Deadpool's cool. They'll go see Cindy, Deadpool.
If Cindy Sweeney was Donna Troy, I would disagree.
Nah, she did flopped in Madam Web and all. I know it's a bad movie, but
look at anyone but you.
Yeah, but that's not a superhero. You missed. The superhero stuff isn't cool anymore.
Madam Web was also Dakota Johnson told you this movie sucks.
Yeah, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. The superhero genre right now, as far as the young, rabid movie audience is going, is pretty much dead.
Now
Deadpool could revive some of that, right? Deadpool might bring some of that back.
Yeah,
you are playing with fire. Trying to be overly creative and bring characters that you guys believe your generation is going to go support. I don't buy it. I'm just telling you, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Now, if it's an HBO Max streaming thing, Booster Gold, this goes for all that crap. It goes for Booster Gold. You want to do Blue Beetle movies? Fine. You do 2.25, $250 million. Sure. Can you make them? What can you make them for? Turn a profit. I'm just telling you that I don't believe it right now. They could say a lot of stuff. Right now, the things that make money are the Joker 2. Okay. And the Batman 2. And we don't have the other. We got one coming out this year. We got one 2.5 years from now.
Yeah.
We're hoping Superman Legacy is good. You know, where are the lanterns at? Where are the core people? Where's the next Wonder Woman? You know, the Flash is probably dead by virtue of that disaster of a movie. He's probably got to put him to bed for a little bit. Probably doesn't want to bring him right back to the forefront. Aquaman, they had a little egg on their face now because that movie was not successful. Don't let anybody tell you the sequel doing $500 million was. But it is enough, and people know Jason Momoa is Aquaman. So it's hard to introduce a new Aquaman right now.
No, okay? I think you don't touch.
That's a hero I think you got to stay away from.
So
if you're telling me that he's afraid to bring some of these core and he's going to go to like Titans and stuff, I don't buy that either. You've got to start with Superman. You got to Supergirl. And you got to start talking about the Green Lantern. You got to start bringing some potential characters that a lot of people know about. They're not the Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, that was done already. I mean, people are looking. I know there's a lot of people that feel like he's probably got something like that with DC. What could he develop for DC like the Guardians? But I don't think it's the Titans. I don't. I don't think kids, I just don't see it right now. I see it as another critical. Yeah. Right now, there's too many capes and tights too. They got too much stuff. Like, you know, just stick with some core stuff. I said this on the last podcast or many, just stick with the Kryptonians right now. I know I went off on a tangent here. You guys had a cute thing with the Titans, but for me, it's boring to me because I don't believe it. I just don't think it's happening. And I think it's a bad move by James Gunn. I think James Gunn is full of shit with some of the stuff. And he didn't say this, by the way. It's not been confirmed that Titans is even.
Yeah, happened. He hasn't.
You know,
well, it's a bit confusing right now, wouldn't you say, Nico?
Has anyone asked him on Threads?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the money's
He'll
there.
He'll respond on Threads.
You know, yeah. I'm not sure the money's there.
I'm gonna do it right now.
He's gonna.
Where's Threads? I'm gonna ask him on Threads.
Gonna ask him.
He responds on Threads, right?
Yeah.
I've never threaded. It's gonna be my first thread.
Good for you.
Good
but
you.
I honestly but think
you're threading
I,
a needle.
Jennifer Holland basically said also just comment on this quick because we're going a little long.
What'd she say?
That they're filming something now. There's something cool coming next month. They're filming something cool in secret in the summer, and then more cryptic. Here's what I'll just pull up the damn picture.
She spelled cryptic with a K.
Yeah, Gunn. Gunn, I know he said the Peacemaker thing, which like that I know is confusing to some, but if you think about it, like, dude, yeah, like at the end of that first season, you see Ezra and Jason Momoa. So like, yeah, you gotta at least what he's trying not to say is he's being too semantic. He's gonna basically have it to where like the first season did happen, but like that thing at the end didn't happen, so they'll never talk about the Justice League in it. Probably
he's gonna try to Deadpool it.
Yeah, but pretty much, and like it's gonna be fine. Okay. Yeah. Someone asked Jennifer, we want the timeline of the new DCU. So she said right now, awesome shit. April 2024, Two Flames, May 2024. It looks like three people in superhero masks. Three characters in superhero masks. June of 2024 looks like a mermaid. July 2024, secret stuff that's also fire. August 2024, filming stuff with people who wear costumes and kick major ass. That's all I can share for now. Which I think might be her kind of trolling, but
I know James Gunn used the mermaid for Peacemaker a lot, so I think that's Peacemaker, whatever that one was.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So Peacemaker, yeah. Just so something secret.
I think I've seen that before. Yeah. So
could you believe if Woman of Tomorrow is quicker along and it starts filming in like July? That would be crazy. Because that would mean they have Superman, Peacemaker, and Supergirl all filming at the same time. Three things filming at the same time. That would be crazy. But anyway, where's I going before? Oh, Threads. I have to thread James Gunn.
Yeah.
You guys talk about whatever I just said.
Also, go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
I was going to say, I wanted to throw one quick thing. I actually had a chat with good friend of ours, Carlos, and he kind of threw some this business-minded approach to why the Batman got delayed and why some other things may feel further along in developing. He said Warner Brothers could be up for sale, like, or the company itself could potentially be sold, starting to be getting sold in April. So by anything being dated in 25 and beyond feels kind of redundant almost. So
absolutely, that's an excellent point. Sure,
that's why he kind of threw it out there. So he thinks there could be more to this than what's being let on.
But why are they letting all those other things film then?
Things that are being filmed now are tentatively for 2025. You're saying like nothing.
I think
we know nothing about 2025.
All this stuff they're talking about, like including the Batman 2, could be even further out. Who knows? Yeah. I mean,
but like peace, you know, but like
peace the only thing we have right now is Superman year. Legacy, right? We've got that, and we've got Creature Commandos. That's all we got. I'm just telling you guys.
I have threaded James Gunn,
There is a lot of
Now we just wait. He's probably never going to respond.
There's a lot of weird. The DCU.
I got the notification that you posted your first thread.
The DCU,
yeah, I thought it would be more climactic. It feels like
the DCU not a brand yet because we haven't seen anything. The DCEU brand is dead. The DC brand is in such a confusing state right now.
Yeah.
That it's just, it's fun to talk about this stuff, but like Carlos said, there is a lot going on behind the scenes that might be affecting a lot of this. James Gunn and
that
his
is
wife
true.
Right now,
that is
I see them as, true. I see them as like the greatest showmen, right? Like they're trying to be coy and they try to drop some little hints. I'm not sure anybody besides us care a little bit. I mean, nobody in the general public has any clue or gives a crap about any of this stuff. And my biggest concern is that the capes and tights are just, they're just passe right now. Mm-hmm. And it might take something like Deadpool to give it a little big shot in the arm. And then, you know, I don't know what the next thing is. Is it Superman Legacy? I mean, those Marvel movies sound like utter crap. I don't see any of those movies being successful like Thunderbolts or Captain America 4. Just a weird time. It's a weird time right now. You know, when you see like Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, the last one didn't do good. You know, I'm just telling you guys right now, it's just you tread lightly. We do this. We talk about this stuff, but it's just bizarre right now with DC. Mm-hmm. You know, Marvel's still got a few things. They got the history behind them. No matter how far they've fallen on their face, they got a big one coming and they got some potential. I mean, I think the Fantastic Four, you know, I threw some shots at Pedro Pascal, but I mean, here's a guy like, you know, they're all doing some press for that movie already, right? They've been on talk shows and that's far more than we do. And you know what? To their credit, Rachel Brosnahan has done some press too, right? Because she's been on the red carpets for some of these things, but
she's trying.
But man, you don't hear anything else right now. And so the Fantastic Four almost seems like it's got a little bit of some legs to it. Like even Dean Richards was talking about the cast and all that. So I might have read that one wrong. But as far as DC's concerned, there's nobody talking about anything, guys. Nobody's talking about anything. Maybe Legacy, and that's about it.
Yeah, because they're. That's what the only DC movie next year was now Superman, because it would have been Superman and the Batman Part Two. So,
Josh LaGrange, shout out to Josh. He responded to my he's my first comment. Thanks, Josh and Alex DeFranco. He gave me the like.
This is in real time.
I need everyone to know I'm never going to Threads again. Like, I just wanted to ask James Gunn this question. But you know what?
So you're not going to thread the needle anymore?
No, but Caleb Williams will.
Ooh,
okay.
That is a whole another show.
This was a wild one. Yeah. This was a wild one.
Wild things, you make my heart sing. What could I say?
We could probably talk for hours on this, and I think we'll let time tell. But this was good. It was fiery. There's a lot of perspectives. It got a little saucy because you would think after a year we would have some clarity, and we kind of don't.
We don't, dude.
Wait. Donna Troy reportedly set to lead Paradise Lost series on HBO Max, dated for summer 2027. I'm just kidding.
That would be stellar.
I mean, you got to remember, we did have the strikes and stuff. I mean, there's always something, you know, to go back to. But my God, I mean,
that feels like such.
You could go on a strike. There could be building a bar, and the workers go on strike. But you still have the plans of what you wanted it to be and what it wanted to look like and who's going to be in it and what's going to happen, which is disturbing to me with the Batman 2. I know that. That's number one, just to recap.
I know.
And number two is just like, I feel good for Superman, dude. That's it. There is nothing else coming. You want me to be excited about Woman of Tomorrow? Sure, because I love Millie Alcott. It's still a little too far for me. The only thing I really got my sights on with DC, and I don't count the Joker because the Joker's got nothing to do with that stuff.
Yeah.
So the Joker's its own thing. I'm super excited for the Joker, but that's got nothing to do with James Gunn.
Let me leave you with this.
What did Jennifer Holland say now? What? She's got six figures and then seven in June. And then what the frick does that mean? That is so annoying and disturbing. I'm glad I didn't see that. That is absolutely annoying.
Blank says, he'd be interested in playing Batman in James Gunn's DCU. Quote, of course, it would be an honor. Always.
Alan Richardson?
Those types of things in those roles are classics.
Who said that?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Come on, it's too late for Jake.
Not with Nick Child and Damian. Not with Damian. I say, you know what I say about Damian with Jake Gyllenhaal playing the Batman? Yes, chef.
Yes.
Yes, chef.
What about
you, fucking chef?
What about Roadhouse?
Wrap the damn show.
What about Roadhouse?
No, that movie looks like ass. Wrap the show.
Man. That is good, and it should have played in the theaters. I didn't see it, but.
Oh, man. Jakey Jake. You know... Hey, everybody go watch Brothers. He really illustrates some Batman qualities in that movie. Nico knows what I'm talking about.
With Toby?
About. Yes. It's a great movie.
All I'm asking James Gunn for.
He goes after somebody's wife. That is Bruce Wayne qualities right there.
All I want from James Gunn is a Batman that doesn't kill. Because every single one we've got in cinema is a killer.
Those batarangs are going to be sharp, let me tell you.
That's all
not
I want.
Actually, technically, I swear to you, not Matt Reeves.
Yeah, you're right.
He really went out of his way. Like, he really didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, you're right. That car chase didn't hurt anybody.
I don't know, man. That guy's
you're right.
He didn't physically do anything.
I still don't know how he didn't kill that
he
one
didn't,
guy,
he, didn't, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't.
His actions caused bodily harm to several innocent people.
Jesus, that guy's face was a Krabby Patty. when he was done with him. Come on, man. Harm. That guy had some raw meat on his face when Batman was punching on him. My God. Jesus Christ.
Wait, what did you just say?
In the Batman. I was like, remember when he was grounding and pounding on that guy, the one that was choking Zoe Kravitz, like in the third act, when they were in the stadium or whatever?
I was you just said he had meat on his face, and I'm sorry.
I was like, that guy must have had a crabby patty.
Wrap the damn show.
That was a joke.
The damn show.
Raw meat, too man. Many dick... Raw meat.
Yeah, dude. Too many Dick Grayson comments, then the raw meat. I'm a child. I'm sorry. Wrap the damn show. It has to end. No, it has to end.
We all need a little Dick Grayson in our lives. It's just what we need.
We do. We do.
There you go. All right, well, Mr. C, I know what everybody needs more.
Oh, yeah, everybody can find me at N. Caruso Jr. on the X. And we just dropped the banger, the 50-year anniversary of the first Kiss album, RBT podcast, Right Between the Eyes, with Mr. Rob Myers, our good friend, the great Rob Myers, edits those shows unbelievably.
Hell yeah.
So go give that a listen, please.
Nico.
You can follow me at Nico Caruso, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, at Nico Knows Film on TikTok. Yeah, follow this show. I was on the Comic Binge a couple weeks ago. I was supposed to be on it tomorrow, but that's not happening. So see me again on there in April.
Wow, nice. Well, let's see. So Nico, Meg would technically be a she, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I hope yes, unless she's been lying to me this whole time.
I know Mr. C got that one. Well, you know, look, I know one thing's for sure is while heaven may never be on fire, the DCU certainly feels like it is right now. But that is neither here nor there. So you guys can follow this show on Twitter at Vigilante1939. As I said at the beginning, please leave us a rating and a review. It really does help the show grow. Find us on Spotify as well. Most importantly, Spotify really is a good indicator in podcasting growth that we found out lately. I'm on Twitter and Letterboxd at Nick Zemnick. And this was a doozy. This was a blast, and I cannot wait to hear what everybody thinks.
It was.
On this one. So that's going to about do it for this week's episode. For Nico Caruso, for his father, Nick Caruso Jr., my name is Nick Zemnick, and as Michael Keaton's Batman always says, I want you to tell all your friends about me.
Yeah. We live in a society.